Okay, we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Demayin. Today we're learning Mishnayos Yud and Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud is going to be a continuation of that which we've been discussing, where you have two people that yarshin something together, and then when they divide it up, so there are certain circumstances that we've been discussing in recent Mishnayos, where we say it's as if each one bought the other one out. And if each one bought the other one out, it's as if you were once responsible for half of the produce that the other guy gets. But we're going to have a different application of that now in Mishnah Yud, where we talk about splitting something with that relates to Avodah Zarah, that's Asur B'Hanaah. So is that if you're dividing something with someone who's an Ovid Kochavim, and you're giving him that which is Avodah Zarah, and you're taking that which is not Avodah Zarah, so that's the Shaila. Is that considered that you're getting Hanaah from the Avodah Zarah? And then Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to talk about an entirely different topic, and that is the topic of Peros from Surya that are not from Eretz Yisrael proper, nor are they from Chutz Laretz. They're from those lands that David HaMelech annexed onto Eretz Yisrael before full Kibush HaAretz, so they didn't get the full Kedushas HaAretz, and they're only Chayiv and Maestros on a Durabanan level. So let's start with Mishnah Yud. Gerva Ovid Chom Shiyarshu Asaviyam Ovid Chavim. Let's say you have two brothers who are biologically brothers, but they are not halachically brothers. One of them is a Ger, and the other one is an Ovid Chavim, and they both inherit their father, who was an Ovid Chavim. So the father had among his things wine and other things that are Asur B'Hana'ah. So Yachal Hu Lomar, the Ger Tzedek, can tell his brother, Talata Avodos Chavim Vanima'os. You take all the Getchkas, you take all the Avodah Zarah, and I'll take the money in exchange for the Avodah Zarah. The Bartanur points out, Afal Gav de Chilufe Avodos Chavim Yayines Chasurim B'Hana'ah. Normally we say that to trade something for Avodah Zarah or for Yayinesach is going to be absolutely aser. It's aser b'hanaa hachashari atchlo ba liado mishum di yerushas ger es aviv ena minatar el midivri sofrim. Over here it's going to be mutter because, strictly speaking, a ger does not really inherit his father. He's no longer related to his father and therefore doesn't really inherit his father. So you can't say that he inherited 50% of the entire estate, and when he's switching out the avodah zarah for the money or the wine for other things, that he's selling out his portion. He never really had a portion, and therefore it's not as if he's using the Avodah Zarah to purchase the other half of the estate. Ata yayin va'ani peros, or to say, you get the wine and I'll take the peros. But v'mishabo l'rishos ager, aser. Once it comes to the rishos ager, then it's going to be aser. Meaning once it's already in the ger's property, then it's going to be aser. Now an interesting point that Tosfos Yontif makes over here is that while the Bartanura points out that a ger is not yorish his father on a daraisa level, only on a derabanan level, the Tosfos Yontif elaborates by quoting the Lashon of the Rambam, Lefi She'ein Beineim Kurva, that they don't have a real halachic relationship anymore, family relationship anymore, Shadas Hivdil Beineim, because they have different religions, Aval Yerushenu B'Takonis Chachamim, however the Chum were misakein that a ger should yarshin his father. Why? Shemeyomir V'yachzir L'Avodus Chachamim K'dei She'yirish Esaviv, because we're concerned that he's going to then give up Judaism and go back to his Avodah Zarah ways in order to be able to yarshin his father. I mean, the father's a billionaire. He dies. The son is struggling to make a living as a Jew trying to fit into the Jewish community. So he may have a big Yetzer Hara to want to return to being an Ovid Chavim so that he can get the Yerusha from his father. And therefore, the Chavim made a takana that even as a ger, he does get Yerusha from his father. But it's only on a Drabbanan level. A fascinating question is raised by Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, "Kashali, hami kol makom eino yoresh as aviv demiyachin eskayer have a katan shnolik shchazal vod tzchavim abik yisrael mumer lavod tzchavim." He says, "I don't understand. What's he going to benefit? What's the guy's cheshbon going to be? That because my father's a billionaire and he died, and I want to get the Yerusha, so I'm going to go back to my old ovid tzchavim ways. Guess what? You're still not entitled to the Yerusha on a halachic level because halachically you're no longer related to your father. You're just a Jew who's not behaving properly. There's no such thing as opting out of Judaism." Meaning, what Vikivegar is saying is the guy must be thinking halachically, because otherwise, probably midinehem, he doesn't have to give up his Yiddishkeit to get the Yerusha. It's only midine Yisrael that he wouldn't be entitled to the Yerusha on the Daraisa level. So what are the Rabban concerned about? That he's going to go back to being an Ovid Chavim? That still won't help him halachically. He goes back to being an Ovid Chavim. He's just a Jew who's sinning. So he says, Rabbi Kivega says he found that the Tosfos Yeshanim in the first paragraph of Kiddushin asked this very question. And the answer Tosfos Yeshanim gives is that we're afraid the guy might make a mistake in halacha, and he thinks that al yedei kein yelo yerusha. He thinks that by going back to being an Ovid Chavim, he's going to get the yerusha. Of course, it's not actually true. So says Rabbi Kveger, it turns out very interesting la halacha. Ulfiza be'emes yeshlomar di'im chazer l'sur l'avod chavim umeis aviv. Eino yorish. The b'chia gavna lo tiknu v'kuma adina de eino yorish sadir. Rabbi Kiveger says what you see over here is that the real din is that a person who's megayer does not yarshin his father. We only allow him to yarshin his father because we're afraid that otherwise he'll go back to being an ovid chavim. What happens if you have a guy? Unfortunately, it happens sometimes where a person converts and he doesn't make it. He doesn't make it in the Jewish community and he decides to go back to being an Ovid Chavim. Now, there's no such thing. There's no giving up your Judaism from a halachic level, but he doesn't care about halacha anymore. He decided that he wants to be an Ovid Chavim. So he goes back, and then his father dies. So la halacha, would he get the Yerusha? Says Rabbi Kiveger, no. The only reason a ger ever gets the Yerusha is because of his non-Jewish father, is because of a concern that he might go back to being an Ovid Chavim. But where he's already gone back to being an Ovid Chavim, there's no need for any such takanas chachamim. So Rabbi Kiveger says, in such a case, he would not be entitled to Yerusha. Good, that is Mishnah Yud. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph discusses a totally different topic. We know that if you have peros from Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv in Shumus Maisos on a Daraisa level. Peros from Chutzaretz are not chayv in Shumus Maisos at all. What about Surya? So the halach is that peros from Surya are chayv in Shumus Maisos midrabanan. What about Demai in Surya? So the halach is that if you know that the produce was grown in Surya, so you have to be offered Shumus Maisos even from Demai. The halach of Demai applies. However, if something is being sold in Surya, but you do not know that it grew in Surya, then you do not need to be mafresh demai. That's an important rule over here to understand our Mishnah. Again, if you know that something grew in Surya, you have to be mafresh even demai when you buy from an Amaretz. But if something is being sold in Surya and you do not know where it grew, you're allowed to rely that it grew outside of Surya, even further in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore you would not need to be mafresh. So given that background, says the Mishnah, Hamocha Perus B'Surya, if you find a guy selling fruits in Surya, Va'amra Mishal Eretz Yisrael, and the fellow says, these are Eretz Yisrael, Dika fruits, Chayiv La'aser, you have to take Maisos from it, because the fellow told you that they're from Eretz Yisrael, and even if they weren't from Eretz Yisrael, even if they're from Surya, you have to take Maisos from it. Mu'usarin Hein, but if the fellow then tells you, look, these are Eretz Yisrael, Dika fruits, but Maisos have already been taken from them, Ne'eman, you can trust him and not take Maisos again. Because what would have happened had he told you nothing? If he just would have been selling you peros in Surya and not told you where they are from, you would have had the right to assume they came from Chutz La'aretz, and you would not have had to take Maisos from them, because stam peros that are being sold in Surya are from Chutz La'aretz. You only thought you had a problem because he opened his big mouth and told you that they came from Eretz Yisrael. So that same mouth that told you that they came from Eretz Yisrael, which created the problem, also solved the problem by then telling you that the maisos have already been taken. Hapesha asar, hu hapesha hitr. The Mishnah continues. Let's say the fellow tells you, Mishalihain, these are my peros. So therefore, he's telling you they grew here in Surya. This fellow is selling you produce in Surya, and by saying Mishalihain, he's saying, and these peros grew in Surya. So then, chayiv la'asar, you have to take maisos, because peros that grew in Surya are chayiv and maisos. But what if he says, yes, they grew in Surya, but mu'usarinain, maisos have already been taken from them. Ne'eman, shapashasar, hapashayitir. Then he's believed, because the same mouth that told you that they grew in Surya is the same mouth that tells you that maisos were taken from it. Seems like the exact same halacha as the Reisha. It's just that in the Reisha, the fellow told you they grew in Eretz Yisrael. And over here, he's telling you that they grew in Surya. So the Tos Yantov says, no, there's an additional chiddush over here. V'lo aminan davi migo garua, dekivin sheyeshal sada yari l'shaker. You might have thought that this is not a very strong pesha asar pesha hitir. Pesha asar pesha hitir is a migo. Migo means that I could have told you something that would have been more believable, and you for sure would have believed me, so believe me when I'm telling you this. That's what a pesha asar is. I could have not opened my mouth at all and just and just kept quiet and sold you this produce. So believe me when I tell you that this produce is from Surya, but it's already Trumas and Maaser was taken from it. So it says Taz Yom Tov, I might have thought that you don't believe someone with such a ego, because he's going to be afraid, he would be afraid to lie and say that it's not from Surya, if in fact it is from Surya, and he has fields in Surya, because he's afraid to be caught in the lie. And therefore the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, we still apply this ego. We still apply HaPesha Asar Hu HaPesha Hiter. And then the Mishnah continues, but v'miyadua she'esh al sada echad b'Surya chayev la'asir. If you knew that this guy that's selling you the produce has a field in Surya, then you have to take Maisos, because he's not the one that told you that they came from Surya. You already know that he has a field in Surya, so you have every right to assume that it came from Surya. And therefore, when he tells you that Maisos were taken from them, he has no ne'amanos, because he's not the Pesha Asar. That which Asar is the very fact that he had a field in Surya. So to quickly review, we learned two Mishnayos. So in Mishnah Yud, we learned that if a Gerin Ovid Chavim Yarshin their father, they can split the estate, and it's not considered that you're buying out by having the Ovid Chavim take all the Avodah Zarah and the problematic stuff, and it's not considered as if you're buying him out. And then in Mishnah Yud Aleph, we learned that if a person is selling Peros in Surya, well, naturally you're allowed to assume, they came from Chutz Laretz. If he tells you they came from either Eretz Yisrael or from Surya, but he says that Maisos were taken, you're allowed to believe him, because he's the Pesha Asar who a Pesha Hitir, unless you already knew that he owns a field in Surya, in which case he is not the Pesha Asar. Okay, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the last Mishnah of the sixth parak of Maseches Demai.